Welcome back to another winter preseason sports show. I'm here with the Chillicothe Hornets boys wrestling coach, Coach Chad Smith. Coach Smith, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Well, Coach, you come off of the football season now, transitioning into the winter sports season of wrestling. Just talk us through the recap of last year. You had four guys make it to state, some great showings, and how has it been from the end of last year now through the offseason?
It's been really good. Had a lot of guys that have been at the weight room all summer and lifting pretty hard in the preseason, and I think they're going to be ready to go. Some of the guys you kind of asked about last year's team, we lost guys like Carter Shipers, and kind of a funny story, Coach Marriott sent me something the other day, and so did Sophie Chambers about Carter. He started off as a manager at Brown and worked his way in, and now he was wrestling on ESPN the other night. He's wrestling varsity at a D1 school, so I thought that was kind of cool. I'm happy for him. Sounds like he's having fun. But yeah, he was a really good wrestler for us in high school, and he graduated. And we also lost Bo, who's got half of our records and was a very good wrestler for us. But we still have Tucker Slattery coming back, and he plays fifth. He had a really good tournament. He was kind of the talk of the tournament there for a while. He had a kid that from Boonville that was arguably the number two. Everybody was, you know, very surprised that Tucker took him out, and it was a big match for him, and it earned him a state medal. So we're excited to see what he can do this year. We're going to try to get him going and rolling in the right direction earlier in the year.
You lose a lot of that talent. Very cool story about Carter Shipers. What do you want to see from this year's senior class? Who are the guys that are going to be stepping up, and what are your expectations for them?
Just to set the tone, Tucker is going to be, might be the only senior we have. Yeah, and Landon Thompson, but with considerable varsity experience. But he's been doing a great job so far, just being vocal and working hard. It always helps when your senior class or your seniors out there that, especially a guy like Tucker who's had success. There's some kids on the team that want to be where he's at and can be a state qualifier, state medalist, pretty rare things. And if he continues to work hard and be a good leader, I think it'll be good for the younger guys.
Coach Smith, when you have a lot of guys that graduate and a lot of guys that go on to very far in the state tournament, what is it like for you the next year to try to bring up a younger group and get them up to speed quickly?
A lot of these kids, we had a lot of freshmen in our lineup last year, all the way from, Carson Lent, Case Stretch, Sam Weavers. Gardner was in and out of our lineup at heavyweight and 215 at times, and those guys have wrestled Kids Club for a lot of years too. So, I mean, there's some guys that I missed, like Marshall Boone. I think he was probably 12 pounds underweight last year, and now he's going to have to cut to get down to 106, and I think he'll be really tough. And then we have a new freshman coming in, Chubbs Isaacs, and he's wrestled a ton. I think he's going to be pretty tough in there too. Case was one match away from going to state last year. Sam Weavers was a blood round guy too at our district, and our district was no joke. So we have some young guys that have got a lot of mat time. I wouldn't really even, qualify them as young guys because they've, had a whole year of varsity wrestling and some good experience. So yeah, there's a lot of guys in there that I'm excited to see. Lucas Young, I think, has a chance to make our varsity somewhere. Sounds like just a deal of making sure that we're getting in shape and like Coach Stretch said in his interview, just hitting the basics, making sure that we're in shape and just make sure that we're not making silly mistakes and solid position and get into competition and then we get rolling into fine tuning things that we need to get better at after we get in some matches. And we have a little bit longer till our first match than the girls do. We don't go till December 12th at Carrollton. And then a home duel with a couple of top teams in the state with Odessa and Cameron. And then we go to Moberly, which has just turned into a really tough tournament. There's a bunch of top 10 teams there, and it's a two-day. There's a chance we'll wrestle 8 ranked teams in 2 days. So, but that's good for us right before Christmas break and to kind of see where we're at and what we need to get better at.
Talking with Coach Chad Smith of the Chillicothe Hornets boys wrestling program, and you mentioned that you've got a little bit of time before the start of the season. So what are the kind of the focuses that you are trying to strive home to try to get the team to be at their best or as good as they can be to start the year before they have any real matches?
Number one, just like good stance, good, just making sure that they have good baseline defense, know how to down block and sprawl and defend themselves, and obviously get out on bottom. Just really drill a lot of basic stuff to where they can do well at the start of the season. And then, you know, we will fine tune some things, and then we want to be really good on our feet, obviously. So we spend a lot of our time working on fakes and setups and takedowns and finishes, things like that. But we want to be the best team at takedowns, because that's, they've changed the rules. Now the scoring is 3 points for a takedown. It really benefits teams that want to be good on their feet. So we just want to be really technical and make sure that we move guys around and put people into where we want to shoot, and just kind of working on getting their minds right of, like, not just shooting, but setting up, move their opponent there because his foot will be there, and I want to shoot on his foot when he's got all his weight on there. You know, just things like that. You know, when to do head fakes and head taps and things like that make a huge difference at our level. And then just being able to have 3 or 4 finishes to finish off takedowns clean and things like that.
Coach, you mentioned you have a lot of younger players coming back and they have varsity experience. What do you think some of the strengths of this year's team could be? What are you hoping to see Chillicothe Wrestling succeed at this year?
Just that, you know, like takedowns, like being good on our feet, not being able to be ridden, you know, like when it's our turn to be on bottom, we'll make sure we get out, you know, just things like that. But a lot of it's just making sure that we get the guys to the right weight classes and fill the team the most competitive way possible. You know, and if we do those things and just keep improving, because it's a long season. It's a 4-month season, and we wrestle a pretty tough schedule. And so you just want to make sure that we're working steady and get them to where they're peaking at the, you know, right around end of January, conference, district, state time, you know. It's a long process. It's a get your basics down, fine-tune, add a few things, fine-tune, and then get ready and make sure you're in great shape.
One last question, Coach. You talk about the success last year, having 4 guys qualify for state. What do the goals look like for this year's team? What are you hoping to see by the end of the season?
Very similar. You know, we take guys to state quite often, you know, and we've been really good at getting guys on the medal stand and, you know, the last 12 years, and we just want to keep those traditions going. And I think that there's several guys in this group that, and I don't ever like to sit there and go, oh, this many will go. Like, it drives me crazy because our district's hard. Like, we've had guys that are supposed to go that don't go, and we've had guys that, like, wow, you know, that was crazy that he got in, you know. So you just never know. But the goal is just to put the guys in the best positions that they can, because the seeding criteria at our district is insane. So, you know, you want to make sure that you don't have bad losses, and you want to get as many good wins as you can throughout the season to put yourself in a good position at the district tournament.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Coach Smith of the Chillicothe Hornets boys wrestling team. Can't wait to follow along all season long.
All right, thank you.